This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcasts from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net.
This is Les from Zeller's World, and you're listening to the best accessible website in the world, WebX.
Welcome to WebX, practical web accessibility tips. Hello, this is Dennis, and welcome to WebX, Episode 7. Today I'm going to talk about some terms, terminology, go over a few terms that you may or may not have heard of, and just talk a little bit about each term. The first one is user agent. And when someone refers to a user agent, usually referring to the type of browser, but it really can mean any kind of client or user application that's being used to access your web page.
This is an example of a user agent, a screen reader.
And there you have it. Other user agents can be search engine crawlers or screen readers or braille browsers for people with disabilities. But as far as the now and the future goes and XHTML, I mean, it could really be, like a PDA or a cell phone and things like that. And if you go to the WebX blog, the WebX website at webx.blogspot.com, you'll find a firmer definition to this and a couple links on that page, and the same with the next two or three terms that I'm going to talk about. So the next term is assistive technology, which means any tool that a person can use to, as far as the web goes, to, you know, access a website, especially if a person has a disability. Say that they cannot use their arms for one reason or another. There's an eye tracking device which can actually hook into the computer and actually can track the eye and where the user is looking on the screen, and can track their eyeball movements to move around the screen and to click on the screen. Another example is voice recognition, when a computer can listen to a user and do commands on the computer, which a fully enabled person would normally do with a mouse or a keyboard. Deprecated. Something that's deprecated, like a piece of code, an element or attribute, is one that we don't use anymore, or you shouldn't try to use anymore, because the newer standards don't have this element or attribute any longer, and it's becoming obsolete, and you should no longer use it. So that's pretty straightforward one. The last term I'd like to discuss is device independent, which means that your web page is, if you say your web page is device independent, that means it's accessible through any type of device that can get to it. And so again, we're talking about not only browsers, but mobile phones and interactive television systems and all this, these cool new technologies that are coming out that are going to be able to access the web. And it's my belief, and I guess most people's opinion, that in the future, of course, the web is where it's at, and everything's going to be connected through either the web or something very similar to that. So that's why it's a good idea to to future-proof your sites and to start coding with XHTML and making everything device independent. So that's it for today. Hope you picked up a couple tips and learned a little bit more about these terms. Again, these terms with definitions and links are on the WebX blog website, so please go there and check it out or leave any comments or any information you think I've missed or misspoke about. Thanks again for listening. See you next time. Visit WebX at webax.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.